Ms. Helms, do we have a quorum? There's 7, 8, 9. I think that's good to go. Okay. I want to welcome everybody to the December 7th Core MPO Technical Coordination Committee meeting. I am on a time schedule this afternoon. I apologize for this. It's very unusual for me, but I have another meeting right after this. So I'm going to have to call it at 3:30. So we'll go ahead and get started. Need a motion to accept the or approve the agenda for today's meeting. Can I get a recommendation for the approval or any changes that need to be made to the agenda?
Good afternoon. We need to do election first.
Do the action?
Yeah, we need to do the election. You want?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. No, that's what I was doing, was confirming the approving the agenda.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
We will get there.
Right. Kayla Brown, Bike Walk Savannah. I'll approve the agenda as recommended.
Okay, second. I have a motion to approve the agenda for as it's presented. Do I have a second?
Seconded, Deanna Brooks, Chatham County.
Okay, and we have a second. I will ask for your confirmation, yay or nay. Starting on my left, please state your name.
Kanisa PG dot planning, yay.
Tim Callanan, yes.
Michelle Strickland, City of Savannah, yes.
Deanna Brooks, Chatham County, yes.
Kayla Brown, yes.
Amber Brooks, Center, Chatham Area Transit, yes.
Jim Iola, Savannah Airport Commission, yes.
Okay, Les Fussell, City of Richmond Hill, yes. Okay, the agenda is approved. Now we will move into the action items. And we have first action is the election of the chair and the vice chairperson for calendar year 2024. Do we want to, is there any nominations from the floor?
I move to nominate Les from Richmond Hill.
I cannot accept because I will be moving out of my city council position. So, no, actually, well, I did give a warning a meeting or so ago. I talked about it, but didn't make it. yes, I will be rolling off of the TCC and the MPO January 2nd.
That makes me sad.
I'm so sorry. You can't imagine how many other people are sad, too.
In lieu, I would move to nominate Deanna Brooks.
Okay. We have a nomination for Deanna Brooks as the chairperson. Is that correct? We will do chairperson first. Is there any other nominations? Hearing none. We have a nomination of Deanna Brooks for the chairperson. We can vote. We'll start on my right-hand side, if you would. Jim, we'll start with you, if you would affirm or deny, stating your name.
Jim Iola, Savannah Airport Commission, yes.
Okay.
Ambria Brooks-Penner, yes.
Kayla Brown, yes.
Michelle Strickland, yes.
Tim Callanan, yes.
Danny Sethi, yes.
And Les Fussell, yes. So we, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are there any nominations for vice chair?
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Kayla Brown.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for the vice chair for 2024? Okay, only having one. I will close the nominations. We have Kayla Brown for the vice chair for 2024. We will start to my left, and please state your name and your firm or deny.
Kansati, DDOT Planning, yes.
Tim Callahan, yes.
Michelle Strickland, yes.
Deanna Brooks, yes.
Ambria Brooks out of Chatham Area Transit, yes.
Jim Iola, Savannah Airport Commission, yes.
Les also, yes, and there is no problem with voting for yourself. It's, So we now have a new chair and also vice chair for 2024.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving to item number two is the approval of the October 19, 2023 Core MPO TCC meeting minutes. You've had an opportunity to read those. They're very comprehensive. And do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I make a motion.
Second, Michelle Strickland.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the minutes and also a second. This time we'll start to my left. And please state your name and your approve or disapprove.
Kanisa PG Dot Planning, yes.
Callahan, yes.
Michelle Strickland, yes.
Deanna Brooks, yes.
Kayla Brown, yes.
Ambria Burke Center, yes.
Jim Iola, yes.
Okay, and Les Fussell, yes. The minutes have been approved. We'll move on to item three, which is the adoption of the 2024 highway safety targets. This is actually, we're going to make this in a...
We have a meeting calendar in before that. For the next
oh, the year. Meeting calendar. Okay, I'm sorry, I overread. Let me get my piece of paper back out because normally I mark them off as I go.
We only need to adopt the TCC meeting calendar because this is the TCC meeting. Each committee adopts their own calendar meeting calendar. So the TCC meeting still follows the third Thursday of the even-numbered months, with the exception of the August meeting, because our current 2045 MTP was adopted on August the 7th. So our regular August meeting would be at the end of August. So TCC meeting will happen after August the 7th. But I did talk to FHWA, and they actually told me if we adopt the 2050 plan after August the 7th, that means between August the 7th and, say, August the 28th, that when we adopt the 2050 plan, we cannot process any TIP amendments. So in order to avoid that, we want to make sure that we adopt the 2050 MTP on August the 7th, which is a Wednesday. So that means the TCC will have the meeting. Okay, where's the TCC? So that means TCC will have the August meeting on August the 1st.
Okay, so I have a question for you because when I looked at this, we have a January meeting, we have an April meeting, June.
No, July, we have October. Those are the cutoff date. So the meeting dates is on the right side. So February 15th, April 18th, June 20th, October 17th, and December 12th, and then with the exception of August, is August 1st.
Okay. So I misread this.
Yeah, it's all because of the 2050 MTP update.
Okay.
Because if we don't adopt the MTP, no money will flow to our area. So we want to avoid that. So we want to adopt the MTP on time.
Okay. Makes better sense because I was looking at the first column and also the
that's the cutoff,
versus the actual meeting date. So. I was wrong.
Okay.
Anybody have any other comments? Okay, make a motion to accept.
Jim Iola, motion to accept the 2024 meeting schedule.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the 2024 meeting calendar. Is there a second?
Michelle Strickland, second.
We have a second. We will move forward with the approval, if you would state your name and your affirmative or deny.
Hold on. You're in depth and all this stuff. Do you think that August 1st is sufficient to procedurally get this through? You don't foresee any issues. I mean, we're, because I see we're pushing right up to the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be bad if everyone up here happened to vote on something and we didn't get money, it'd be bad.
So, we think that we can get the financial plan done. So basically the 2050 plan, the backbone is the financial plan. If we get the financial plan done, if all the chapters are not finalized, we can still work on it in fiscal year 2025. Yeah, but the financial plan, we have about 6 months to work on it or 4 months to work on it. So we think that we can get that done.
Yeah, if you're like me, it'll be August 2nd. That's when I would do it, so.
Yeah, I think we can.
Joke.
Yeah, we can get the financial chapter done at least, right? So yeah, but in a moment I will talk about the UPWP. So I do still have the 2050 plan listed in there, because after adoption there are still a lot of detailed work to work on the chapters and work on the graphics, or work on executive summary translation. There is still a lot of work afterwards, but we will get the financial plan done. That is the backbone of the 2050 plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Comments or concerns? Okay, we have a motion to accept the meeting calendar. We have a second. Jim, if you would start us with the approval.
Savannah Airport Commission, yes.
Ambria Brooks, Town and Chatham Area Transit, yes.
Kayla Brown, yes.
Deanna Brooks, yes.
Michelle Strickland, yes.
Tim Callahan, yes.
Kanisa P. Dot Planning, yes.
Okay, City of Richmond Hill, Les Fussell, yes. So we have adopted the schedule for 2024. We'll move into item number four now, the adoption of the 2024 highway safety targets.
Okay, this is the part of the performance-based planning and the programming. We have a PM1 targets, which is the highway safety targets, PM2 and PM3. PM1 targets are updated annually, and the PM2 and PM3 updated every 4 years. We actually adopted all of the new targets in February of this year, but GDOT come up with the highway safety targets for 2024, and they submitted that to FHWA at the end of August. So we actually have 180 days after that to adopt the GDOT targets. If our February meeting is one day earlier, we should be fine, but our February meeting is on February the 28th, and the 180 days is February the 27th. So we will be one day late. So we decided to adopt the targets, in December. So these are the new targets, for the highway safety. Number of fatalities, the number is 1680. Number of serious injuries, 8966. The fatality rate, 1.36. And serious injuries, 7.679. And the total number of non-motorized fatalities and serious injuries, 802. So these are the highway performance targets that have been submitted to FHWA by GDOT. So we can choose to adopt these, or we can choose to develop our own. Normally, we adopt the state targets. So because GDOT does the data collection, and then they will address, make sure that we meet the targets. So the staff recommendations is just endorse the CompU board to just go ahead and adopt the highway safety targets.
Okay. So I go to this in the resolution, it says by 2024. Does that mean before the start of January 24?
No, this is for the calendar year.
Okay.
Yeah, we can adopt it in February as well, because we have 180 days to adopt it. And but when GDOT calculates it, it will start on January. But we can still adopt it in the middle of it. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of addressing the verbiage of by versus far 2024.
In the resolution?
In the resolution.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me just open the resolution.
Under the projected 1,680.
Maybe I
by 2024.
Maybe I need to change.
That would set your deadline as 1 January 24, the start of 2024.
Which line are you talking about?
Okay.
Total number by yeah, that's probably by the end of 2024. That's what they mean. by the end of 2024. So that covers January 1st to just December the 31st, 2024. So yeah, but that's the exact language that GDOT sent us.
Okay.
So basically, well, what they mean is by the end of 2024.
I would never say that GDOT was wrong, but that may be the wrong verbiage, but we will accept the by 2024. And I'll just remind everyone, this is a recommendation to the Corps MPO they will actually be the approving authority or the endorsing authority. We're just making a recommendation to accept this and this resolution and move it forward. Any questions? Anybody else got a question?
I will work with GDOT on the verbiage of this. Maybe we need to like indicate this that by the end of 2024 or something. So we will work with GDOT on the verbiage. Yeah.
I would just suggest that you get with the legal beagles and make sure that that's the correct verbiage.
Okay. So. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else have any questions or comments about this? If not, I need a motion to recommend approval of the resolution to the Corps MPO for their adoption and
a motion to support the 2024 highway safety targets.
Okay, we have a motion to recommend approval. Do I have a second?
Second, Kanisa TG.Planning.
Okay, we have a second. And we'll start to my left on the approval. Please state your name and your position, please.
Kanisa TG.Planning, yes.
Tim Callanan, yes.
Michelle Strickland, City of Savannah, yes.
Deanna Brooks, Chatham County, yes.
Kayla Brown, yes.
Ambria Brooks Center, Chatham Area Transit, yes.
Mayella, Savannah Airport Commission, yes.
Okay. Les Fussell, Richmond Hill, yes. And so we will recommend the approval of this resolution to the Corps MPO. Their meeting is actually next Wednesday. Okay. Item 5, functional classification, highway safety system. Change request for Jimmy DeLoach Parkway extension.
Okay. As you know, we actually had two projects that were under construction several years ago, but they are both complete. One is extending the Jimmy DeLoach Parkway from US 80 to I-60. Another one is the interchange project at Jimmy DeLoach Parkway and US 80, and both projects are complete. So those are two new roadways. And GDOT requested that we add those into the federal national highway system and then the functional classified roadways because it would be non-existent before. But those are serving the Georgia Port Authority because all the traffic will move from the Jimmy DeLoach Connector and State Route 21 and then move on to Jimmy DeLoach Parkway. And then move on to I-16 and then move west. So you can see over here, so this is what they're proposing. And this portion of it from US 80 and then to this Bloomingdale Road, so they want to include this portion to be on the national highway system, but the newly constructed, the Jimmy DeLoach Parkway, that's including this portion. So from here, from US 80 all the way to I-16 into the functional classification roadways, that means they will be classified as principal arterial. So that means they will be eligible for federal dollars later. So this is the request from Georgia DOT. So we can just support the functional classification and upgrade. Actually, it's new, not upgrade. Is there any questions on these?
Does everybody understand why they are doing this? The Fuller Parkway, Jimmy DeLoach has too many intersections between Highway 80 and Highway 21. I don't think that's federally supported right now. I'm talking about the first section. This is the second section. This is the recently completed, and then it goes all the way down to I-16.
Yes. And then you move to the right, and so that's I-16 West.
Right.
So you go from there. But previously it was a local road. So now we actually add a new interchange over here, and right. then also upgraded. I think it's like two lane on each side right now.
It is now.
So it's a freight corridor now.
It's four lanes, and there are no exits. There are no intersections on this section.
Yeah.
Until you get down to the what used to be Pine Barren Road.
Yeah, this is the Pine Barren Road. This is the Pine Barren Road.
Okay.
Yeah. So GDOT made the request, so we would just add the newly constructed Jimmy DeLoach extension to the functional classified roadway system and then also to the national highway system.
But only the green highlighted section.
Yeah, the green highlighted section will be added to the national highway system.
Right.
But the functional classification includes from here. From US 80 all the way, it includes this national highway system and all the way to I-16.
But I'm saying this action is only approving the highlighted green section.
Both.
Both?
Yeah, both. Yeah. Actually, I was wondering why they didn't extend the green all the way to the I-16.
Well, that's what I'm.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, but
why I'm kind of having this.
Yeah, but this is what they're proposing. So national highway system is only this portion, but the functionally principal arterial is actually from US 80 all the way to I-16.
Okay.
Hey, this is Joe Longo, Federal Highway. Just jumping in real quick.
Sure.
I play a bit of a role in this process. What they'd be doing is really just extending the existing funk class of principal arterial, that red line. What it's really doing is just filling in the gap. You know, it's maintaining principal arterial. Not sure where I'll come with this, but this is a really basic request. It makes total sense on our side, and GDOT really just needs to get consensus of the MPO in order to move forward.
But it is the entire Jimmy DeLoach extension, is that correct?
So everything else in red, is it already part of NHS classified as principal arterial?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Waikato, if you don't mind just scrolling down a little bit, you'll see the legend, and you'll see those are already classified. There you go. So the green would be principal arterial after the request.
And Joe, what the TCC members are asking is this portion of it between the green and then the I-16, this red portion.
So on the, I think the colors look different on here, but on the Federal Highway NHS map, that is already part of the NHS is what I'm saying.
But it has a red halo on those sections that indicates that it is not.
No, it means not interstate. Not interstate.
Just... Let me just double check something.
I know, it's confusing.
Yeah.
I just want to be...
Let me just double check the current functional classification. What? Dark review board. Let me check the current functional classification over there. Okay. That portion currently is minor arterial. This is the Pine Barren Road. So this section currently is minor arterial. So the proposal is to upgrade this portion to principal arterial. Principal arterial. This green portion currently is not in the roadway system, because this is new. You can see this is the line. It's not in the current functional classification line. This is new. So they want to add this portion, this green portion to the national highway system, and then the principal arterial category. But this portion, the current functional classification, as you can see over here, green, this is minor arterial. So they upgrade that portion to principal arterial. So basically that's
yeah, there. I was more questioning the halo on it as non-interstate NHS. That was a confusing factor.
Yeah. They said this portion from the Pine Barren Road to I-16 is already on the national highway system. So you only need to add the newly constructed segment to the national highway system. Because this one is already on the national highway system.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
So, I mean, Gita, do you want to get some clarification or something? I mean, this is my understanding.
Yeah, according to this picture, yeah, it seems like that the red halo portion is already in highway system, and the green one
is new
addition.
Yeah,
and this is the request to add those portion within this highway system.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we are also, I will clarify with the GDOT data to make sure this portion, they're upgrading that to principal arterial as well. So this letter.
Minor arterial, the L2.
Yeah, because the current is green. Current is minor arterial. So it seems like over here, they are proposing to the principal arterial.
Principal arterial, yeah.
So we will make sure that when we, I will prepare a resolution probably for the MPU board. We will indicate both.
Okay.
So, but we will coordinate with the GDOT, on that to make the clarification so that we don't get confused.
Yeah, because the last part of that project was the roundabouts there at the I-16 and Jimmy DeLoach. Those were the last components of that project. That's why I was questioning it.
Okay.
I mean, it was all done as a project, and you know, it just seems kind of funny to where maybe I don't understand the GDOT's philosophy here, but why the green? Okay, so if we can prepare a resolution, make sure that we're
I would clarify with GDOT after the meeting to make sure, because our understanding is that this newly constructed section will be both in the national highway system and then functionally classified as principal arterial. And then this segment from Pine Barren Road to I-16 will be upgraded from minor arterial to principal arterial.
Principal.
Yeah, so this is my understanding, but I will clarify with GDOT afterwards.
Okay. Thank you. We'll have that by next week.
Yeah. So if the TCC member makes the motion, that's the motion. So we're talking about two segments.
Okay, so we're recommending the MPO accept and concur with the GDOT recommendations. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody have any questions on that? Have we completely confused you? Okay. All right. So can I get a motion to recommend the MPO approve the resolution to adopt the reclassification of Jimmy DeLoach Parkway?
I'll make the motion for the reclassification of Jimmy DeLoach Parkway, Deanna Brooks, Chatham County.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second. Michelle Strickland, City of Savannah.
Okay. We have a motion and we have a second. I'll start down here with Jim on my right. If I can get your recommendation.
Jim, Savannah Airport Commission, yes.
Ambria Brooks, Center, Chatham Area Transit, yes.
Kayla Brown, yes.
Deanna Brooks, yes.
Michelle Strickland, yes.
Tim Callanan, yes.
Connie Sethi, yes.
Les Fussell, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other action items? That's Les. Okay, moving on to other business. Jim, did you need to leave? Okay. For the draft fiscal year 2025 UPWP.
Okay. I'm working on the preliminary draft for the fiscal year 2025 UPWP. We are hoping to adopt the new UPWP in February of 2024, and the fiscal year 2025 will start actually in July of next year. And so basically, I just want to mention that the major tasks that we are going to work on next year. So I'm just going to scroll down over there so you can see. So these would be the major tasks that we will be working on. So we will be working on the adoption of the 2050 long-range transportation plan. Because August 7th, we will adopt the long-range transportation plan, but afterwards, we will probably working on finalizing all of the chapters, and then probably probably with assistance with some graphic people. So we will want to do graphic-rich executive summary, and we also need to translate the executive summary into the four languages, into Spanish, Chinese, and Vietnamese, and probably Korean as well, since we're having a lot of Korean people moving in. So we will probably have that. And associated with the 2050 MTP update, we are also updating our Title VI plan and participation plan and all of that. So we will work on finalizing those as well. And then we will also keep on maintaining the current TIP, because we adopted the TIP on November the 1st. And so the TIP will probably, we wouldn't have a new TIP until in 2026. So 2025, we will maintain the current TIP. And then we will continue to adopt the new, implement performance-based planning programming. That means we will adopt the targets, just like PM1 targets we just adopted. And then the CAT, have transit safety targets and transit asset management targets as well. And then the highway, we have PM2 and PM3 targets. And then another big undertaking is federal certification review, because we get certified every 4 years. So our last one, we actually conducted that in March 2021. So the next one would be probably before March 2025, probably January and February 2025. We will have the federal certification review. And if the MPO doesn't get certified, that means no federal dollars will flow to our area either, but we will make sure we get certified. And then, the federal government, USDOT, FHWA, FTA constantly throw out the NOFO and notice funding opportunities. So we'll keep on monitoring the IIJA or IIJA or BIL to make sure that we have the funding opportunities, and we forward those to our partners. So these would be our major tasks, planning area, major planning work tasks. And the budget, as you can see, because GDOT is still revising the highway planning funds formula. I don't know when we are going to get those numbers, but when we develop the UPWP, normally when we don't get the numbers, we just assume last year's number. So this is what I just used last year's number. So for the highway planning, we have about $435,000. And the Section 53, the transit planning funds, we already know that how much we will get. We get about $189,000 because we did the grant application back in September. So we already submitted the application, so we know how much we're going to get. And then for Y410, we haven't got that number from GDOT yet, but we just assume last year's level is about $11,000. So these would be the money that the will pay for the staff salary and then expenses and then equipment and everything. So the total is about $791,000. like last year's UPWP, I also listed some informational items because CAT, we actually also applied for the about 28,000 dollars for the Remix software, which is the CAT is uses that for rescheduling. So the total is about $36,000. And then CAT is still working on the route restoration and transportation enhancement study for fiscal year 2025. I'm just assuming, but I need this confirmation from CAT. Are you still working on that in fiscal year 2025? And then also the AAPP study, because my understanding is master transit plan is already done, transit development plan is already done, and the T-HUD plan, that is for the grant money, a smart grant, they're going to implement the microtransit in March of next year. So all of those will be completed in fiscal year 2024. So that's why they're not listed in 2025. But these would be the ones that will be undertaking in 2025. But I need confirmation from CAD with this. So today I'm just presenting this for information and a comment. So afterwards you look at this and let me know what your comments are. And then for other special studies, City of Savannah and the GDOT will be working on I-16X ramp removal IMR update. So we will be coordinating with them. And then the Chatham County will do the three studies, US 17 corridor study, STR 204 access study, and the President Street Railroad Crossing Elimination Study. So these would be the four studies that I am aware of that will be taking place in fiscal year 2025. Or they probably will kick off. These studies will probably kick off in fiscal year 2024, but they will be carried forward in 2025. So we want to list all of these. And then another part of this is the special unfunded section. Remember, in August we did a call for projects, call for plans and studies. So that we actually list, we want to list all of those in the special studies unfunded section. So what happens is, so we will adopt the 2050 MTP. So after the adoption, after we finalize all the chapters, we will have the capability to conduct special studies, oversee the special studies. But before we start to apply for the discretionary PL funds or other funding sources for the studies, we have to list all these special studies into the unfunded section. And then we will probably apply for the money. So either from discretionary PL funds or from like grant money or whatever funding sources or USDOT funding sources. And we can probably submit the application for those if we get those funds, and we will move the unfunded studies into the funded section. But before we apply for the funds, Federal Highway Administration and GDOT require that we have at least two rounds of discussions at the TCC. So this is our first round. So I just want to let you know what kind of proposed studies that we are going to have. When I did the call for plans and studies, City of Savannah did ask me what kind of information I would need, but they didn't submit any study or plan. So I don't know. And then another thing is the Coastal Georgia Indicator. They wanted to do something to like track bike and pad projects, maybe kind of a software. But so far I haven't got the scope, but I'm talking about over here is the ones that we all kind of think about. We kind of have the scope. For example, part of the freight plan update that was wrapped up in October did recommend the next step for the regional truck parking study. So the regional truck parking study probably will include some information like regional truck parking demand estimation, and incorporate truck parking into traffic impact assessment, and revise planning ordinances and policies to include truck parking, and incorporate zero emission fueling and other green infrastructure to truck parking facilities. So we want to pursue this truck parking study after 2050 plan wrapped up, and we sort out everything. So I did check with ARC, did a truck parking study. Their cost estimate is about $300,000. So our area is tinier. So I'm estimating currently, I'm estimating $200,000 Another one that Anna actually prepared this resilience improvement plan. So this is directly related to the PROTECT funding. So if we apply, MPO is eligible to apply for the grant, the PROTECT grant. If we apply for the PROTECT grant, we don't need any local match. If we get funds, that's 100% funded. And if we don't get that, we can apply for the discretionary PL funds. So Anna did the estimate is about $150,000 for developing the resilience plan. GDOT currently already has a resilience improvement plan. So Anna has actually coordinated with GDOT. But seems like their resilience plan include for our areas, interstate system, and then the state routes. So it doesn't cover like all the principal arterials or minor arterials. So our plan might be in more detailed in that. But they already have a lot of data we can probably use for that. So we will try to develop a resilience improvement plan. The good thing is if we do have a plan, when we apply for the grant funds, so we will provide less local match. So we, instead of 20%, we will only need to, like if you have a project to be funded with PROTECT money, it will be 10% local match. So which is good for us. And the third study we want to do is, you know, we wrapped up the urban flooding model, phase one, because that covers only the current Cornfield boundary, which is Chatham County, Richmond Hill, and the two tiny fingers in Effingham County. So phase two, we actually want to expand to the updated Cornfield boundary. So that means all of Bryan County except Fort Stewart, and then Effingham County south of State Route 119. So we want to do a phase two study for the urban modeling tools. And that's, we currently estimate the cost is about $150,000. And then there are some other studies that I do want to get intake, some input from Effingham County, Chatham County, Bryan County. I mean, do you still need this Islands Expressway between Truman Parkway and US 80? Do you still want to pursue this one?
At this time, I think so. I think there's some concerns for the roads that come out in that area and wanting to improve some of those intersections and things. So.
Okay. So this one is about $100,000. Another one is Old River Road operational and capacity improvements. Several years ago, Chatham County and Effingham County were planning to do something on Old River Road, but at that time, Effingham County wasn't a part of the Cornfield boundary, so we have to give up because Chatham County can pay 20% local match, but Effingham County has to come up with 100% of the funds because they were not part of the MPO boundary. But now they are part of the MPO boundary. So we think this might still be needed, Old River Road operational and capital improvements.
We actually discussed this earlier today. And this is something we would like to proceed, particularly since Effingham, that portion of Effingham has been incorporated in the MPO.
Yeah,
it's a much needed project. I think most of it showed up in the freight study and the coastal
Empire. Yeah. Okay, this project currently we estimate the cost is about $100,000, unless you have something new.
Well, I mean, it's obviously the boundaries would change because it would include the larger area. Is this the old figure or?
This is the old figure. Yeah, this is the Old River Road.
Well, you know, it doesn't include Effingham County, so there's at least a couple of miles missing from it. So.
Okay, so maybe $150,000, what do you think?
You're taking this all the way to Highway 80?
Well, that's another thing we discussed.
And
I thought it was limited to 16.
Yeah, right now it just goes to the Chatham County line.
Okay.
Our preference is to try and take this all the way to 80, although I know in the Coastal Empire plan that didn't include that section, but our desire is to look at improvements there as well.
Okay, so maybe Deanna and Tim coordinate afterwards and let us know. So we can just, in the project description, have a definite limit.
Right.
And then also the cost estimate, revised cost estimate is if like $200,000 or something. Mm-hmm. And who will be the project manager? So we can include that in the final UPWP. So this is the first round of discussion. We will have the second round in February. But in the meantime, I need to update this information.
I'll email you.
Okay. And then the other one, Kat, do you still want to do the transit-oriented development study?
Can you repeat that?
Transit-oriented development study.
I know that's still ongoing for us. I would have to ask Mary about that, our CPO,
okay,
and get back with you. So I'll probably loop us in an email.
Okay.
For that.
And another one is bus stop amenities study. I know you're already doing the inventory, so maybe by the time it will be done in fiscal 2025, do you still need that?
I would say probably so, but again, I would confirm that just with Faye and Mary, just
okay,
to be certain.
Okay. There's also a mobility hub study and a program and the bus rapid transit feasibility study. So probably just work with Mary, mm-hmm, and then get back to us on this. I saw Jill over here. If City of Savannah has something proposal, you might, even if you don't have the information right here included in the UPWP, if you have an idea, this is the time to talk about it. Because you contact me about, what kind of information would be needed to be included in the UPWP, so I assume that you will have a project.
Yeah, we're reviewing some projects. We don't have any ready to present.
Okay. So, but you do have that, and if you plan to, because we might be able to apply for the funds either in September next year or March 2025. So if you have that information, and we can still amend the UPWP and include that information. And so these would be all of the special studies, and the other one, like I said, Coastal Georgia Indicator, they want to do probably have some kind of a tool to track the bicycle and pedestrian trail projects. But I haven't got that scope. But Lizanne said she has been coordinating with somebody to work on that.
We've met once already and are pulling some comparable examples of what we think would be useful for the MPO and the county at large. And we're meeting tomorrow to kind of reconfirm details. So we should have that to you soon.
Okay. So I'm going to send the preliminary draft UPWP to GDOT, Federal Highway, and FTA for review after next Wednesday's meeting. And so if you can send me that information, before the end of next week, so we will make sure that we include all that information in the UPWP. So back in February, when we have the second round of discussion, we will make sure we cover all of these studies so we don't have to amend them in later.
I would like to ask, I know it was funded, I believe, by a GDOT grant, but the Highway 80 corridor study that was done, would that be included on the in the UPWP? Because my thought was, talked to Kimley Horn about it just to kind of get some general information on it, mm-hmm, was to see if we could look at doing some sort of phase two for that. To bring it from where it ended, either to the Ogeechee River Bridge or to 280, right across there, just to see if that would make sense. But I'm not sure if it would be included in this plan or not, depending on funding.
I think if you plan to do that, let's, yeah, just include it in the UPWP, okay, and then let's finish this second round of discussion. So that will make it eligible for funding application. So let's just do that. So I will send you the template today. So that you can just plug in information. So it will be just some similar to these. So just plug in your project description and what kind of work is the previous work. You can say the phase one was completed for US 80 corridor within Chatham County. So the phase two will be extended because the Effingham County has been included in our boundary. So just give a cost estimate over there. So we will try to include this information.
So by the time we apply for the money, you probably will have more details. So in that application, we will have more details and then probably update the cost estimate.
Thank you.
Yeah, send me that information before the end of next week.
Will do.
Okay. Okay, any other studies and plans that you plan to do? City will send me something later, I think. We'll work with Lausanne and Kayla for that too. So we will include those. And then Ambria, we'll talk with Mary about the transit studies over here. And Jim and Diana, we'll work on the US 80, that one, and then the Old River Road. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Moving into the status reports, the core MPO, MOU, fees, structures, bylaws.
Okay. yeah. We have presented this several times, but I did attend the GAMPO conference. So I asked the FHWA and GDOT, what is the deadline for us to complete this process? And their suggestion is no deadline. Because they say in the federal regulations, there's a deadline, which is the October 31st, 2024, but that is for the new TMA. So smaller MPOs, their population reached more than 200,000, so they will be designated as a TMA. Those will be for the new TMA, because we are the TMA. We have been a TMA since 2002. So what we are doing is to expand our boundary, update our MOUs and the bylaws, and they say you don't have a deadline. So the most important thing is to make sure everybody, every current member and new member, agrees to all the details, all the languages included in the MOU and the bylaws. So that will give us some breathing time to work on it a little bit more. Since we are proposing to have elections on the MPO board, Federal Highway Administration thinks that is a major update. So we would need a redesignation. At the last meeting, at the last MPO board meeting, we have been directed to prepare a letter to send to all of you and to get more information on the fee structure, because the MOU is almost done, with the exception of Appendix B, which is the fee structure. Because our current chairman has the stance that if Chatham County chairman stops being the MPO chairman, the Chatham County doesn't want to pay the 25% of the municipality's share. So he said, present us the scenarios. This is the money we're going to pay. If you are going to have the election, this is how much you pay. If you don't have election, this is how much you pay. So we actually prepared the letter. We sent the letter out yesterday, I think. But I'm going to show you the letter. So this is the letter that we sent out. So just outline all of this scenario. Another comment that we got is from the Airport Commission and the Chatham Area Transit. Because the CAT doesn't have the same physical capability as like GPA. So they think even for the modal representatives, they need to pay less. So we talked with the executive director and we decided maybe calculating the modal share, we will use the 60th percentile for CAT, but for GPA and airport, we will still use the 70th percentile. So we were proposing all of these, and we sent all this information to you yesterday. So please take a look at this. And in Chatham County, we also, I just mentioned, either you pay more, but have an election, or you don't pay, let the county pay more, and you don't have an election. For Effingham County, we have been notified that the county will pay all of the municipality's share. So we have included all that information. Bryan County, you told me that Richmond Hill and Bryan County will divide it up based on population, but there's still Pembroke. So what happens to Pembroke?
Well, they have a new mayor. I haven't talked with them.
Yeah. So that's why we send you this letter, and we need your input. So if you can send us this information back on January the 19th, and we will finalize everything, probably we will have the MOU adopted in February. And then afterwards, we can send the MOU out for a signature, collect the signature probably in March. So this is the.
So did the letter go to Pembroke as well?
Melanie sent out the letters. I don't. Okay. Yeah, yesterday. So the letter was supposed to go to all the current MPO board members and then the new board members, new members. I don't know. Did you receive it? Yeah, by email. Yeah, she sent out the email.
I don't know if Rankin or the city's received it.
Okay.
So this is the calculation that I talked about. Because last year when I did the calculation, I was using the fiscal year 2024 UPWP, but this probably wouldn't take effect until fiscal year 2025. So I used the draft 2025 number. So the total is about $295,000. So you can see the CAT based on the 60 percentile is about $19,000. And the GPA and the Savannah Airport will be based on the 70th percentile is about $34,000. So Chatham County, if they pay the 25%, Chatham County will pay about $70,000. If we have an election, they don't pay the 25%, so they will pay about $45,000. So that means everybody else, like City of Savannah, share will be jumped from $54,000 to $72,000. So we send all of this information for you to review and digest and then send us the information back. On the test is 3 and 4, it's based on that if we apply for the special studies, if we get the funds, if we don't get the funds, we don't need this. We don't need this. So probably I think when we send out the fees calculations, it will be based on the $295,000. But if we do get the grant awards, and we will probably send you a separate letter requesting additional funds. So basically this is the information. Just want to let you know that Melanie sent out the letter yesterday. Double check and try to give us the information as soon as possible so that we can finalize the MOU. Any questions on that?
Sounds like a lot of politics.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I do have one question. I know the port hasn't traditionally been participating. Has that been discussed with them, and are they in on this?
Melanie and the Chairman Alice have been both been talking with GPA.
Okay.
So it seems like they will pay.
Great.
Yeah. But I do have other calculations without the GPA pay, but the assumption is they will pay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. No other questions? 2050 MTP update.
Okay. Since November 1st, we actually made some progress. Finally, the 2050 social economic data development was accepted by the GDOT consultant. So that the final version, so we don't have to work on it anymore. So they finally adopted that, and then we used the 2050 SE data for the travel demand model. And we also wrapped up our regional freight transportation plan, urban planning model study, US 80 corridor study. And all three studies, the final reports and final deliverables are already posted online. And if you go to the CORMPO website, you can find all those final deliverables. And then CAT finished the master transit plan. Did CAT finish the transit development plan as well? Did you finish transit development plan? Yeah, TDP. Yeah, your TDP, is it done?
It should be. And did you get an email from Mary or Faye about that?
Okay, but at least I know the master transit plan is already posted online. So these will contribute to our plan development. And Asia is doing the non-motorized transportation plan. We are in project solicitation and compilation, and probably next step would be prioritization. And the congestion management process is being developed as of now. And then Chatham County is doing the three studies, 204, US 17, and President Street. At least I know the 204 kicked off. They are still working on the PFA, I think, with GDOT. And then resiliency planning, Anna has compiled a team to work on the resiliency planning, and that will be incorporated into each chapter of the 2050 plan. and she's going to use the FHWA vulnerability assessment scoring tool, and she has scheduled the first meeting, the VAST team meeting, next Friday. And public engagement, we are conducting the second round. We already completed two community events. One is Gateway Island Park and then Daffin Park Community Garden. And then we gave a presentation at the Coastal Georgia Indicators Coalition. Afterwards, we received more survey responses, which is good. We're still collecting surveys. And then we're going to have a virtual meeting, public meeting, today, with the, in conjunction with the CEC meeting. So basically, the second round of public engagement is just to update the public on where we are and then present some of the information. And the financial plan development, Genesis presented to you about inflation factors and cost estimating too at last meeting. And we sent the revenue projection request to GDOT, but haven't got any response. GDOT they have some reservation on that because we haven't, in their eyes, we haven't finalized our boundary, even if the MPO board adopt the boundary, but MOU hasn't been signed yet. So they are hesitant to give us the numbers. But I'm still working with GDOT. We talked with Ms. Candice. So hopefully they will give us the numbers probably in January or February. So that we can start the financial plan development. We solicited volunteers, a worker bee, a TCC subcommittee. So far only GDOT volunteered, I think, right? So, but we were still working on that. So probably starting in January, we will work on the financial plan development. Even if we don't have the revenue projections, we will start the project prioritization process. Currently I can show you, a matrix that what we have already compiled. So you can see on the left, you can see the projects and then on the right, you can see this is recommendation from Coast of Empire study, from Richmond Hills, Bryan County Transportation Plan, or Chatham County SPLOST, or, so all of Effingham County's Transportation Master Plan, there are 07 corridor study, 21 corridor study, so we will also include, probably USAD corridor study and, freight plan. And then another thing that we are waiting on is the travel demand model. So travel demand model will be added as one of those columns. And then the congestion management process will be another column. So if one project have check in a lot of those, probably will be a higher priority. So this will probably be our first round of prioritization. And the second round will use the scoring. So if one project hit like five of these, it will probably be the first round will be selected for the first round selection. And the second round will be based on the prioritization methodology that we will present to you probably, in January and December, and February. So this is where we are, regarding the 2050 plan. And we are still trying to, have the financial plan developed by April. So by the time that will be considered like a draft plan. And so we will have that, for review. Any questions on that?
When do you need that answer by as far as our TDP?
I think the transit probably revenue, will be determined by CAT. Mm-hmm. So the project selection will probably come from the master transit plan and TDP. So probably January, February time frame.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions? Hearing none. Thank you. Non-motorized transportation plan status report, Ms. Asia.
Hello, I'll be very brief with this status report. So staff is continuing to work on the non-motorized transportation plan, and this plan is a document that addresses the development of bike and pedestrian infrastructure in the core MPO planning area. So one of the goals of this plan is to compile a list of pedestrian and bicycle projects that can be incorporated into the 2050 Metropolitan Transportation Plan, and eventually those projects will be prioritized and programmed for implementation. So current activities related to updating this project list includes or has included communicating with local governments, agencies, and organizations so we can know what projects should be included, researching plans from local governments such as comprehensive plans and development plans to update that list, analyzing findings from our large data sets such as NewMetric and Strava to make project recommendations, reviewing public input so we know what types of projects we should add, and then also reviewing recommendations from local transportation studies. And examples of all of this are included in the following pages, just to give an idea of where we have been sourcing these projects to update that project list. I also wanted to add that so far we've identified 89 new projects to add to the project list of the non-motorized transportation plan, and that steering committee where we vote on or we prioritize and rank these projects will be coming up soon. I'm thinking January next year would be when that process takes place. And if you would like to see the project list as we have it so far, just to make sure it's accurate or that we've included everything that is going on in your area, or maybe we need to add some more projects, I could definitely send that out for your review. And so just going into some of where we've sourced these projects, we have, this is the Bloomingdale Growth Plan, for example, that identified some non-motorized projects. So we took what they identified and just made it consistent with our non-motorized plan. We did the same thing with the Effingham County's joint comprehensive plan where they identified expanding the Ebenezer Bike Trail and Highway 119 portion of U.S. Bike Route 1, and so we folded that into our non-motorized plan, for example. Again, this is the Strava Metro data on the pedestrian volumes, so we used that to identify projects for the project list. And then the American Community Survey was also a really helpful tool in identifying which census tracts needed non-motorized projects. So this one, for example, is this is an American Community Survey table on means of transportation to work. So the darker the blue, the more likely or the more people are actually walking to work for their commute. So we see downtown, that's pretty obvious. But there are some other places that I wasn't expecting for so many people to be walking to work. Are there any questions?
Would that also include riding a bicycle or just walking?
So this table right here is specifically, I think I have it as walking. I think this, oh yes, walked. So this one is specifically walked, but they also have tables for bikes. I just added just this one page for information purposes, but we have it for walking, biking, and taking public transportation, just because if people are using that as their means of transportation to work, then maybe they don't have access to a car.
Yep. Well, I know the CAT program is starting to ramp back up after the pandemic, so and I know a lot of people are riding bicycles. Okay. Any questions from anyone? Hearing none. Thank you. CMP status update.
Janice is working on the CMP update. She provided this is the schedule because she has already collected some data and she's working on the chapters. And she, I know she's coordinating with SAGES to get some maps done. I have already coordinated with our consultant for the freight plan. So they're going to provide a lot of the GIS data because in the freight plan, we also identified congestion and the crash areas. So that GIS data will be available as well. So we are hoping to have the draft CMP at the beginning of next year for internal review, and probably at the end of January, we will have the draft for review by the TCC.
Okay. the 2020 census urban area boundary adjustment.
Okay, this is just, I want to send you.
When I looked at this, yeah, it was kind of hard to read. It was
That's because I include a very, very big map. So basically GDOT sent us the request and asking us to review the adjusted urban area boundary because we already have a Savannah, a census defined the Savannah urban area. And this purpose is just to extend that area a little bit further and basically just to smooth the boundary. So the purpose of this is to, let me just show you. Okay. So if you see the colored portion, that is the census defined the Savannah urban area, and GDOT actually smooths the boundary a little bit. They actually extend that boundary to the nearest roadway or nearest intersection. So they do have a certain criteria. So if it's a river, you include part of the river. If it's a roadway, you include something. And if it's a bridge, you cannot include the bridge or something. So they actually define that in the letter over here. So this is the boundary they are proposed to us. So I attended the GAMPO conference, talked with the guy who was working on this, or the director of the data department from GDOT, and he said the best way for you just to adopt this, because the further you expand out, that means GDOT will spend more money. So the only purpose for this is within the boundary, all the roadways will be classified as urban. So urban principal arterial, urban minor arterial, urban collector, and outside the boundary will be rural. So it's a rural principal arterial, a rural collector, a rural minor arterial. So the only difference is you spend more money for maintenance in the urban area. So if the boundary is not expanded as out, because our current adjusted urban area is expanded very, very out, that means GDOT spend a lot of money on maintenance, which they don't have a lot of money. So they would rather prefer to just to smooth the boundary, just expand to the very, very limited amount. So basically, I review this methodology. I think it's okay. If they don't have the money, I mean, they cannot maintain the urban section anyway. So the rural section requires less maintenance. And this map, actually, Asia prepared this map that shows this is totally different from our MPO planning area boundary. So compared to Savannah, and the corn PO planning area boundary, this like pinkish section would be the adjusted urban area. So that means all the roadways within this pink area is classified as urban. So the rest of those will be classified as rural. So Asia also did this map. This is just to compare the three county area. So you took a look at this. So basically all of these areas, the roadway classification will be a rural and within this boundary, and that will be urban. So that's it. Any questions on this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. It's kind of a unique situation. I know they changed their criteria. So we had some areas come out of the urbanized area and then some other areas go into it. Does this smooth out any areas in Effingham as well, or since we're on the edge, or is it kind of leave it the same?
I think what they did is just to extend to the nearest intersection.
Okay, that's fine.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Previously, actually, for the adjusted urban area in Effingham County, I think we used probably this roadway as the boundary, but this time the census, for one thing, the Savannah urbanized area in 2010 is larger.
That's right.
Yeah. So the 2010, because Savannah urban area is smaller. So we shrank because of the census definition. So I did ask the GDOT and they said actually everybody shrank. So a lot of the MPOs, the urban areas shrank, including Atlanta. Atlanta actually shrank even more than us, just because of the census definition is different this time. Previously, they would allow you to like hop or jump for 5 miles. Now it's like
a 0.5 mile or something. So that just based on the new criteria, all of the urban areas shrank.
And so when is this decided, voted on?
No, this can be done administratively.
Okay.
So they just want us to, if we don't respond, they will automatically assume this boundary anyway. So we might as well just, yeah.
Well, I mean, because it also affects our, kind of the limited MS4 area that we have, in the county. So, it just kind of moves things around a little bit. I just want to make sure this is what we're going to rely on.
Yeah, you can see, Effingham County, the urban section is only included this much. Even Rincon is not included. Rincon is considered a rural because that would be easier for GDOT to maintain. But previously we actually tried to get all of those small urban area included as well. But this time they decided, let's just use this. This is just for your information because we, as you can see in the letter, they actually provided this letter with a signature line. So we actually have already signed this. So, worked with them. But good thing about, this is the first step. Because the next step is for the functional classification, roadway functional classification. The first step of that, because after each census, and Georgia DOT or all the DOTs, they have to define this adjusted urban area. And then the next step is to adjust the functional classification. So the good thing about it is previously they say every functional classification has a cap. So principal arterial, if we have like 10%, so if we want to, like, for example, we just adopt the Jimmy DeLoach, right, into the principal arterial. In order to do that, we have to kick something out. That's their previous logic. And this time they were saying, it's not a hard cap. So it's a soft cap. You can still add it in. And so previously, City of Savannah actually applied for Benton Boulevard because Benton Boulevard currently is local road. We want Benton Boulevard to be eligible for federal dollars. That means it has to be a collector and above. So we want to upgrade the Benton Boulevard to like collector or minor arterial kind of thing. We haven't received any response. Probably they would deny us because they said you have this hard cap. So your principal arterial may be like 40% or something. So it has to be, if you want to add in Benton Boulevard, some roadways have to drop off. But now since they changed their logic, this might be a good time for City of Savannah to send that request again. Say we want to upgrade the Benton Boulevard. So in that case, we will be able to spend federal dollars on that roadway improvements in the future. So if this is the time, if you see something that you think need to be reclassified, this is the time. Okay, this is a status report. And what did I do? What did I do? Oh, okay. It is right here. Okay. It is back. Sorry. I don't know. Okay. Any questions on this or we can just move on?
No, I didn't have any questions. Anybody else have any questions? And Melanie's already signed this and sent it back, so we basically have accepted it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, even if we don't send the letter back, they will automatically assume the boundary.
Yeah. By default.
Yeah, by default, yes.
Okay, so just moving into the information reports, GDOT project status update.
Is Katie on?
Katie on. Okay. And just a reminder, I have a hard stop at 3:30. Deanna's going to take over if we need to go past this. We have nobody to report. We'll just please review the report, Chatham County project.
Hi. So I don't really have any updates for the Chatham County projects. We are still working on getting our PFAs for the three studies for State Route 25, State Route 204, President Street at Truman, railroad elimination. And then the projects that were previously under construction, those are still moving along. The signal installation at Johnny Mercer and Lyman Hall, Quaco Road clearing, and the Willow Lakes Road improvements. So, okay. Any questions on any of those?
Okay. When do you expect the PFA to be done?
I'm not certain. We have those executed, so.
All the PFAs, the three studies are in the process of CATS, and I think those three would be executed soon.
Okay, probably in December, end of December?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
City of Savannah. No one. He left.
Left.
I'm sorry.
That's Michelle.
only mildly insulting there. So the city met with Federal Highway and GDOT to get clarification on requirements for additional engagement for a record of decision. And also required services for the environmental justice component from the project contractor. DeLessup's utility installation relocation is ongoing for the next couple of months. It's moving forward. Truman Trail Phase 2B, the construction RFP closed yesterday, so they should have that have a decision made in the next 45 days.
Did anybody reply this time?
I don't know. I have not.
There were three applicants this time.
Oh, great, 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 great. Yeah, last time we had zero, so okay.
Middle Ground Road, an RFP was released last week for the design for that section, and the city has signed an MOA with GDOT, or it's going to vote with council for an MOA with GDOT for the IMR for I-16.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that was a big news item today. Yeah. You hate it when you know too much. City of Port Wentworth.
Nobody's on.
Nobody's on. Jim left for Hilton Head. It was really just continuing their previous projects, Chatham Area Transit.
Hi. So as far as project status, all of our projects are the same, no significant change. All of them are ongoing except for our Clever Device project for our vessel for the floors. Oop, can you go back up? Sorry.
Oh, go back. Okay. Sorry.
That's on hold. I don't have a specific reason as to why it's on hold. If you all need that, I can get that to you. But as of now, it is on hold. I'm waiting for that. And just to give you some detail on our ferry boat maintenance project that's been going on for a while. The RFP for the ferry dock will close on the 12th, so in a couple of days. So hopefully we get that award in January 2024. And as far as the maintenance for that, we're working on a scheduled rehab while we're maintaining needed level of service for ferry operations to keep, you know, our boats going. Excuse me. I have a cold, you all, so I don't want you all to think I'm pausing. and that is it for us as far as our project updates.
Okay. The last status report is attached. I don't think Stephanie's, yeah. And then TIP funding, since we had our last meeting, no updates. Because I mean, we had our meeting on November 1st, and this is early December, so it's 1 month, and with holidays, yeah, no updates for that.
I know they're progressing on that development over there. TIPS funding.
Yeah, no. SADC has been coordinating with all the project managers. No updates to this table. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Do we have anybody from the public that requested to make a comment? Not at this time. Notices. I'm actually going to exit at this let Ms. Deanna take over from me on this final. I apologize. I have to leave. I have another meeting that I got to get to.
The notice is just, I'm just listing some funding applications that is ongoing. All the local municipalities are eligible. So if you're interested in any of this, you can just apply for the funds. If you need a support letter from the NPO, let us know. We will prepare the letter. Okay. That's it.
All right. Thank you. See you all. I guess our next meeting is February 15th.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.